This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Just 2 weeks ago, it was only about 1% of infections in Colorado were Omicron. Most of them were the Delta variant. Already, just 2 weeks later, Omicron is over 91%. Of the infections in Colorado.
Governor Jared Polis yesterday confirming that the vast majority of all new cases here in Colorado are that of the Omicron variant, surpassing Delta variant cases in just a matter of weeks.
UC Health has seen more than a quarter of people who get tested at their clinics in the past couple of days coming back positive for COVID-19. Rob Welch with UC Health says that not only are more of the results positive, but more people are getting tested overall.
The only time that we really saw the positivity get this high was very early on, and that was when we were only testing folks that were very suspicious for COVID, back when testing was very limited. But this level of positivity shows us that we kind of have a process a little bit out of control.
At one of UC Health's testing sites in Colorado Springs, 300 people got tested before noon yesterday. Just 2 weeks ago, UC Health would test about 1,000 people daily throughout the entire state of Colorado.
Our recent COVID case numbers are continuing to reflect that upward trend. El Paso County saw a surge in new cases with 818, along with six additional deaths in the past 24-hour reporting period. A similar surge in Pueblo County, where the county logged 129 new cases and four new dead. Teller County more than doubled their daily doses with 21 new cases. Fremont County had 17 new cases and two additional deaths.
Nationwide, 1.9 million Americans have tested positive for COVID-19 just this week, which is about three people every second. With the sheer amount of positive tests coming in, Dr. Alok Patel of Stanford Children's Health telling ABC News that many healthcare systems are under increasing pressure, not just from the number of patients, but staff as well.
It's really alarming. According to data from HHS, 16 states are reporting a critical shortage in more than 25%. Of their hospital systems. And 21 states are expected to hit this grim number next week. So anyone out there doing what you can to protect yourself is not only protecting yourself and your family, it's protecting our healthcare systems.
And Colorado is among those 16 states cited by federal analysts experiencing critical staffing shortages due to COVID-19. More than a quarter of our state's hospitals are facing crisis in meeting staffing ratios. And as of yesterday, state figures showed nearly 1,100 people in hospitals with confirmed cases. That figure was under 1,000 on Christmas Day. Dr. Eric France with the State Health Department says there's an unclear picture as to what the current increase means long term. He adds that changing conditions could mean anywhere from a mild bump in hospitalizations to a more overwhelming scenario.
A pair of men found dead inside a Colorado Springs home have been identified as the victims of an apparent murder-suicide. Happened last Thursday inside a home on Pearl Drive near Academy in Austin Bluffs. Police were called to that scene by a roommate who heard the two men fighting before finding both of them dead. Those men identified as Gerard Dubois and Troy Quinn, both 34 years old. Police believe Quinn shot himself after shooting Dubois. Springs police also investigating a crash that left a pedestrian dead on the city's west side. Officers closed westbound lanes of Highway 24 near 8th Street last night after an unidentified pedestrian was hit by a vehicle near the intersection of 24 and 14th Street. The driver of that vehicle taken into custody by Springs police, drugs or alcohol are suspected to be factors.
Investigators in Pueblo County say they have identified a body found last month just east of Pueblo. The sheriff's office says 63-year-old Ronald Conchino was found dead on November 13th near Langdon Avenue and Highway 96. He had been reported missing in February. Investigators have not determined if Conchino's death is suspicious.
Colorado Springs Mayor John Sellers helping to celebrate a great year for the city's airport. The mayor greeted travelers at the airport yesterday with sparkling juice and fortune cookies. The airport said the event was held to thank passengers for a record-breaking year. Officials say the arrival of Southwest Airlines earlier in the year helped bring even more travelers in and out of the Colorado Springs airport.
The Broadmoor is being sued by two guests who didn't have a good time on a guided hike. Lawyers for the couple say their guide got lost during a morning hike in 2019. The guide reportedly abandoned them, leaving their group alone on a trail until El Paso County Search and Rescue found them. The couple is suing for damages related to physical and emotional distress. A lawyer for the Broadmoor says the hospital disputes the claim in the lawsuits and plans to file a response by tomorrow.
Partly cloudy, mild, and windy for your Thursday afternoon. Look for highs today in the upper 40s around Colorado Springs, 54 in Pueblo, with west winds at 20 to 30 miles an hour, gusting at times to 40 miles an hour. Overnight lows Friday morning in the upper 20s. Mild once again early on, 47 degrees Colorado Springs, 56 in Pueblo, and then a chance for accumulating snow Friday night overnight into Saturday morning, 1 to 2 inches Colorado Springs and Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.